Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome into The Memo. It is Friday, December 1st.
Wow.
The month of November is over.
Did it even happen?
Is nearly, did November really happen?
I don't feel like it
did. If you believed that it did.
I don't feel like Thanksgiving happened.
If you believe in your heart that...
That it happened, then it did. It's a blur. I can't remember.
Virginia Woolf.
Wow. So, Derek.
What, yeah.
How, have you seen Coco yet?
I have not seen Coco yet.
Okay.
I assume you mean the movie.
Yeah.
The theater and not Hot Chocolate.
Well, I mean, either one.
I've seen Coco, yes.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Coco.
Right.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, no.
But this one has.
Okay. I haven't either.
No, no. None of us have
seen
it.
Oh, you didn't go see it.
My family saw it without me.
Oh. Yeah. What did you do?
I drove to meet up with them. Oh. They went to Jackson before I did.
To the movie, but you ran late. You didn't make it to the movie. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
He's too good for Pixar.
Ooh.
Hey, I got to work. Somebody's got to work. They were probably glad, though, because the kids are on a kick now that they love mommy and not me. And the other day, Joseph told me to run away. Yeah.
It's got to make you feel real good.
What did you say?
Real good. I said...
You say, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there's your out. If you want to go, go.
Daniel said, we love mommy. And Joseph said, yeah, and we don't love you.
Oh.
We want you to run away tonight.
Oh, snap.
Goodness, they ganged up on you.
And all I had said was, calmly, I promise, calmly, I said, okay, boys, time for bath now. And that's what
led
to it.
And they made you into the villain.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well.
I get over it. They'll change their mind one day.
They'll like you better.
Don't cry. It's okay.
They don't always fluctuate.
At least being a parent is easy, though. So even when you don't get like those intrinsic rewards, it's not a lot of work. So you don't have to worry about it. Maybe. I might be facetious.
That's all right. That's fine.
They'll like you better one day.
One day. I know.
And then they'll like Deanna. They'll just go back and forth.
That's it.
Yeah.
They'll probably always like her better. She's the nice one. That's all right.
It's hard for me to imagine a situation in which Chris isn't the nice one.
As opposed to Deanna?
I mean, no, either way. I guess I just assumed you guys were both really nice to them.
Gotta set rules,
Emma. Chris is a jerk. I don't know what you're...
Guys, no.
Chris makes them go get sticks off of trees to...
Switches. Go pick your switch.
Yeah, go pick their own switch.
That's what my granny does.
My granny.
I mean...
I would not... Actually, that would not... First of all... I don't beat them with sticks.
Okay, sorry.
Second of all,
disclaimer.
If I did, I would not have them pick their own because I know those kids and they would take the smallest possible twig.
I like how you, well, that's when you go get the biggest one then. That's when you're like, that's what you get.
No, you don't get to pick your own.
Yeah.
No, right. No, that's not a big enough switch.
That's not big enough. Go back.
It's not a good one.
Go back. Do it again. I like how you said you don't beat them with switches. You didn't say, I don't beat my children.
I did not beat my kids.
Yeah.
That's good.
Emma, were you spanked as a child?
Oh, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Were you?
I mean, not like, I wasn't like...
Wooden spoon.
I definitely got spanked when I did something bad.
Ours was wooden spoon.
Never got spanked.
My mom didn't care where we were. McDonald's, you're getting a spanking.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'll take a Big Mac and wham! Wham.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. No, she never did that, but...
Here's your Happy Meal.
If I was pitching a fit and not behaving, I wasn't...
Not even a wait till we get home, just a here and now.
Oh, I have a really funny story about my friend. This is related. I don't think she'll mind me sharing this.
Just change the name.
She said that...
we'll call her Lauren.
Lauren Wood. No, it's not about Lauren. It's about one of my friends from college, but... She said that when she was like in elementary school that she got in trouble in class a lot. She said her mom would pick her up every day from school in the car at her line, and her teacher would look at her mom and either give her a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Oh no.
She said if she got a thumbs up, her mom would take her to this little store this little like gift shop place that she loved, and she got to pick out one of those little like rocks. You remember those little like smooth pebble rocks that people would like collect?
Right.
She would get to go get a rock if she got a thumbs up. But if she got a thumbs down, her mom would drive her straight to her dad's office and walk her up into it, and her dad would pull out a wooden spoon and spank her in the office. Oh, and then she would go home.
Wow. We got a lot of fake calls to my dad.
That, like, I'm going to call your dad.
No, that she would actually call. She just wouldn't have dialed. And my brother and I, as the oldest two, we didn't realize. My sister, I think as the third child, was a little bit bolder. And she would go up when she got old enough and pick up the other line.
And listen and be like,
"You're not calling dad."
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, we fell for that all this time.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fun trip down memory lane.
Fun times.
I guess we should get started.
Okay. What's on the tap for today?
On the tap?
Yeah.
On the tap, we've got Jenna. Mm-hmm. We're talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're going to talk to Lauren Wood.
Are we?
I don't know. She seemed to want to talk to us, so we're going to talk to her.
She seemed to want to talk to us. She's been trying to break through the door for the last 5 minutes, so we'll let her in.
She's staring. Her face is pressed up against the glass.
Yeah. So we might let her in.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it.
Okay. Jenna Parsons joining us now to discuss her cook of the week this week. Karen Alvarez.
Yes.
Of Tupelo.
Yes.
What does she do other than make stuffed peppers, which look divine?
Yes, they did look divine, and they smelled good, too. She is a retired teacher, but not exactly retired, because she now teaches part-time at the Lee County Juvenile Detention Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she says she loves working with those kids and making a connection with them.
That's pretty amazing. Where did she pick up cooking from?
I don't know. She didn't really say where she learned to cook, but she got her love of cooking from her grandmother, who used to have these huge meals. One of her parents was from a large family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when her grandmother would cook on Sundays, there would be 25, 35 people there. And Karen, it was just she and her brother and her parents when she was growing up. And so she sort of, you know, missed those big family meals. So now she likes to cook big and invites people over. And in fact, on Christmas morning, she'll make a brunch and invite some folks over who don't have a place to go. And then that evening, she'll cook a different meal and invite others over. So she likes to have a house full of people.
I guess so. It's inherent, I would assume. And then your column this week. Yeah, I'm going to need this. Well, there is the recipe. I'm going to need you to make this recipe. How about that baked French toast casserole?
Yes. My stepdaughter, my husband's daughter, Jennifer, her grandmother died. Her mother's mother died. And she flew in. She and her daughter, Zoe, our granddaughter, flew in from California for the funeral down in South Mississippi. And then they drove up to Tupelo and had Thanksgiving dinner with us and stayed a few extra days. And Jen and I were looking through cookbooks Sunday afternoon, and I was looking for something new to cook, and she said, "Oh, you've got to try this casserole that my girlfriend made when I was at home for the funeral."
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was a breakfast casserole, and when I think breakfast casseroles, I think sausage, cheese, bacon, cheese. Yeah. This was a baked French toast casserole. And she pulled up the website where they got the recipe, showed me the photo, and holy cow.
My diabetes is already, I don't even have it yet, but it's already in the future is acting up.
Well, you know, the thing is when you make French toast, do you ever make French toast?
Yeah, I like French toast.
Well, you know, you make it and like you make a couple of pieces and so-and-so gets that plate.
Right.
You make a couple and so-and-so gets that plate. So I think
usually I'm just so-and-so. It's just, I get that plate and that plate.
So I think the nice thing about this is that it's in a casserole and it's everybody gets to eat it at the same time.
Yeah, very nice.
So you just use a loaf of like Italian bread or French bread, and then it's just your basic French toast stuff, you know, eggs and cream. But this one, you take a block of cream cheese and you put it into small pieces and put that on top of the casserole before it bakes, and that just adds a little bit of extra yummy.
How much did it make for everybody?
It made served 6 to 8, and then when you put the individual places, like when you cut it in squares and put it on the plate, then you can drizzle it with some warm butter and some warm syrup.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds divine.
Yep. It says Christmas morning to me.
Yeah. Well, I will be there for Christmas morning when you make that for me.
All right.
Jenna, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
Daily Journal photographer Lauren Wood here now to talk about her photo essay from 2 Mondays ago. So, Lauren, you went and visited with Joyce Lee, mm-hmm. a Tupelo resident, and her boyfriend Blake. Uh-huh. And they do some really cool letterpress, custom letterpress, like stationery and all kinds of things.
She does like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And what's really cool to me is Joyce is very creative and very like graphic designy, and that's where she started, like was in graphic design and got her graphic design degree from Mississippi State. And then she was like, wait, I kind of want to like try this whole analog like letterpress thing, you know? And she found a giant old letterpress on, I think this was eBay or Craigslist, like somewhere on the internet. And this guy drove it over from Georgia so they could pick it up. And they're like, it weighs about a ton. Like, and it has a date on, I think it's like 1902 and everything. And they've like nicknamed it Francis, and that's their letterpress. And she does like a little bit of everything. Right now she's mostly like custom. So she was working on like a 1-year-old birthday party invitation and envelopes when I was there photographing her. But she's done everything from like, you know, business cards to wedding invitations to like greeting cards to you name it. Like she's, mm-hmm. you know, she's probably done it. So, you know, it's really cool.
So how did they learn how to use that letterpress when they got it?
So I asked her, I was like, how, you know, with this being kind of, as a photographer, I see it kind of like film photography where it's like kind of more of an art and there's like more hands-on and you have to learn kind of ins and outs and, you know, versus digital working just solely on computer and everything. And she's like, we like a lot of trial and error. And she said they found a really awesome community online. She's like, you know, we found kind of message boards or things with people and would kind of ask for advice and people would say, and she's like, and people were really awesome with like helping you kind of get started. And it's like a really cool, like online community of like letterpress people. So
that's really cool. So since you've seen it, cause I mm-hmm. know what a letterpress is like,
yeah.
but I can't describe it, but you have seen it in action. So kind of like describe how it works.
Know,
if you can,
yeah.
you know, it's kind of,
so I had seen like other letterpresses where you literally, you know, have these print newspapers, like they would like line up each individual letter and type, you know, but hers, like she does have a digital part of the process where she, will kind of draw a design and then, but will finalize it on with her iPad, like on a computer with a program. And then she will order a print and it's like a polymer kind of plate and it's kind of relieved. And then sometimes she'll even do like 2 colors or multicolors. So she like the one plate is just printed for the one color and then the other plate will be the other kind of relief of it. And they, together they will print perfectly. And so she has to run it like 2 times sometimes. 3 times sometimes. So this plate goes on to the press and then you have to roll the, like basically get all the ink in the right color. She mixes all the ink by hand also to like get the right color. And even when I was there, like they did a couple different tries and finally we're like, okay, we finally got the right ink color. And these rollers roll on the ink pad, the ink disc, and then roll down on this plate. And then Blake will feed the paper into the thing and it'll press and then open. And so it is really quick too. Like he's spinning the wheel because it's all hand powered. Like mm-hmm. it's not like machine. And so he's rolling that with his, like getting that going. And then he's pumping it with his foot to kind of keep it rolling, kind of almost like a sewing machine. And then it is very quick. Like he slides it in, prints, takes it out, slides it in, prints, takes it out. And so it's probably would have been a cool video too, you know, like aspect, because it's hard to with photos to capture that motion and everything. But it's cool that it had like a counter even, like, which would be nice because I'm like, you know, if you have a wedding sending out 300 wedding invitations and they have to print, you know, 300 wedding invitations, they have to like keep track of how many they've done and everything. It was a really neat process to see and something that I think is really unique. Not many people do that. Yeah.
You don't see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so their studio is in Amory, is that right?
So yeah, they, are here in Tupelo. She, you know, like works, does a lot of her stuff here, but then the printing press is at Blake's family's house in Amory. So it's like in their house and they want to move it, but they're like, it's just so logistically hard to
right.
move it because it's so heavy and it's so, you know.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'd like to. And also they have to find like a place where it won't fall through the floor.
Oh my gosh. It's so heavy. Yeah, I wouldn't think about that. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. does she has, you said she has a website where mm-hmm. you can.
Oh yeah. The Onyx Press the Onyx is her. Press. And she okay. has like yeah, kind of social media and everything mm-hmm. too, but her website and everything. So yeah, if you need, you know, a new wedding invitation or business card, hit her up. So. Awesome.
Well, it sounds really cool. So thanks for coming and talking to us. And for mm-hmm. those listening, you can find a photo gallery of the photos that Lauren took of them printing and doing the ink and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff online at djournal.com. Thank you.
Be sure and look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. And new episodes air every Wednesday at preprally.djournal.com or other podcast apps where available. Also, Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out the Double Coverage podcast where Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon, where they provide Mississippi State University and Ole Miss game previews, insight, and commentary. You can listen to it for free at doublecoverage.djournal.com or other podcast apps.
You can also check out the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open, The Case of Leochi, in which I take a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. It includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps. Or you can stream it from our website, djournal.com/openpodcast.
Be sure and watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com, where Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
Wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows will be posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., and you can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format. So, Derek.
Hey, Emma.
What's going on?
Tell
us what's happening around town.
Oh, I thought you just went with me. Okay.
I mean, we can no, do it's that fine. Too, but wanna,
I'm not. You're not on the clock right now. You're not my therapist. It's okay. You like the Nutcracker Ballet?
Yes.
Do you?
I do. I haven't seen it in a while, but
Saturday,
I do.
Saturday, there will be 2 performances of that at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Tupelo High School Performing Arts Center. You can call 844-1928 for tickets on that. The thing's been going for 35 years. It's older than me. In this town, so it's a big deal. Huge cast always. There's like 160 people in this.
Huge cats. Always.
Yeah, yeah.
They greet Jaguar, you at the door.
Jaguar. And
yeah.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
Nobody understands why they're in the show. It doesn't make any sense.
They just walk them across about halfway through.
Well, that's why they have to have such a huge cast, because the huge cats eat them every year, so they have to keep bringing people
Substitutes.
Back.
Substitutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just a little behind the scenes information for everyone. Yeah,
pull the curtain back a little bit on that.
Yeah, people like that. Let's talk about the best Christmas project.
Yeah. Annual TCT holiday production, the best Christmas pageant ever at the Lyric Theater next weekend. I think everybody's probably familiar with the best Christmas pageant ever. Anybody? Nope, Chris, okay. No, Emma?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Never read it? Never seen it? Mm-hmm. It's a book from the 70s. Very popular, about a group of horrible children who get cast in the holiday Christmas pageant at church. And they've never gone to church. They cuss and drink and smoke. And these are all preteens that do all this. And then they find out the church gives out free snacks. So they're like, we're going to church. Because they get free food. And the director of the show, this is her first year directing it, as a long-standing tradition at the church. And she decides to be kind to the siblings and give all 6 or 7 of them roles in the show, including Mary and Joseph. And it does not go well with the community. But it's a very sweet story. So
That sounds funny.
Yeah, it is funny. It is.
Cool. Well, when is that?
That is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Lyric, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then again 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week, right?
Yes, next weekend.
Awesome.
$20 and $10 for students. 844-1935 for tickets on that. And that's what's going on.
Cool. Yep. I love all the holiday things happening.
Holiday. We're in full swing for Christmas.
We are.
Your favorite time of the year.
I do really enjoy Christmas. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I don't know. Christmas.
Meh. Whatever. Meh.
I used to really like Christmas. A lot. Yeah, something's in the air. I don't know what it is. When's Santa coming again?
Santa will be here at the Journal December 6th and 7th.
Thank you for saying at the Journal and not
right,
just,
not just general.
Not just general.
Generally.
You know. He's coming on the 6th this year. It's like Thanksgiving. It's floating.
He's just making an early visit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he'll be here at the Journal.
There's way more people in the world today, so he's having to, it takes the whole month.
Yeah.
He can't do it in one night anymore. He's getting old.
People, you know, we're just so used to like Amazon Prime. We're like, we want Santa to come in 2 days.
He's using drones this year, which I think is really impressive.
2 days from when you submit your Christmas list. Yeah. If you sign up for Santa Prime.
Yeah. Free shipping, too.
But in Mississippi, he's starting to charge taxes now, and I do not like that one bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care for that. It used to be whatever the price was on the list is what it was. If it was $98, it was $98. It's like $102. I don't like that one bit.
Man, it's rough.
All right. Well, only one, two, three, four, five. Only six more podcast till Christmas.
Four Fridays till Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it freaks me out a little.
Does it?
I haven't done any shopping.
No.
What am I supposed to do?
Shop.
I mean, that's a month, I guess. I'm the kind of person who's done with my Christmas shopping by like now.
Oh, really? Have you tried Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
You're moving. You get
that's
excuse.
What I was about to say. Usually you're not moving this
usually,
time of year.
Yeah, usually I'm like really prepared.
Yeah.
But I've only ordered like one or
although
two.
You've
Christmas
moved
gifts.
Like 3 times in 4 years, so
I've moved. This is the third.
Uh huh. That would be three.
In 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Even worse.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Try not to do that anymore if you can.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm good.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get that in writing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't
move anymore. You moving over there?
Not right now.
You good?
Good at the moment.
All right, good.
We'll see. Maybe
everybody
one day.
Stay where they are.
I need
sudden movements.
I need to send Santa my new address.
Oh, he doesn't have that yet?
No.
He knows.
I'll tell him when he comes to the Journal.
You're on the naughty list anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. We'll find out when he comes on the 18th. Sorry, I mean the 6th and the 7th when he comes here at the Daily Journal. That's great. Do you know the hours that he will be here at the Daily Journal?
I think it's 4:30 to 6.
Cool.
I think.
Are you an elf?
Not this year.
Why?
They wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let you?
My application was rejected.
Who are the elves?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to go file a complaint.
It's a secret.
Why is Emma Kent not an elf?
It's a secret.
Elf Kent. Elfa.
Elfaba.
Elfaba.
All right. Well, this has been fun.
It
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, no, we got 6 more podcasts.
Doesn't matter.
It's not even, well, it is December.
We can start now.
Okay. She's in the mood now. All right. We'll see you guys next week.